This is Morning and Evening. Welcome to the broadcast today. I'm Bill Neff, your host. Moses tells us in Numbers 14, verse 2, that all the children of Israel murmured and complained. And our historical mentor, Charles Spurgeon, offers the following comments. There are murmurers among Christians now, just as there were in the camp of Israel back then. There are those who, when difficulties arise, begin to complain and ask, "Why am I afflicted like this? What have I done to be disciplined by God in this manner?" Oh, murmuring Christian, allow me to have a brief word with you. Why should you murmur against the timely dealings of your gracious Heavenly Father? Can He treat you more harshly than you possibly deserve? Consider what a rebel you used to be, but He's pardoned you. Surely if He in His wisdom sees fit to discipline you now as His child, it shouldn't cause you to complain. Take a moment to consider the corruption that's in your heart, and then will you still wonder that correction is necessary to remove it from your life? Weigh yourself and discover how many impurities are still mingled with your gold. Do you really think the fire is needlessly too hot? Do you have a proud, rebellious spirit that shows your need of more holiness? Aren't those murmuring words contrary to the holy, submissive nature of God's children? Isn't the correction needed? But if you insist on murmuring, beware. For the life of a murmurer is always hard. God always disciplines His children twice if it doesn't sink in the first time. But know this, He doesn't afflict and grieve you for nothing. All His corrections are sent in love to purify you, to draw you nearer to Himself. Surely it must help you to know that whom the Lord loves, He disciplines, and He scourges every son that He receives. Don't murmur then like those who murmured in the past and were destroyed by it. And that word of wisdom comes to us from Jeremiah 17:17, and from the insights of Charles Spurgeon. Don't forget that these daily readings are available to you on our website. You can access them online at morningandevening.org.